I now have a, you know, the new new bridge that they're going to charge money for, which I'm real upset about. I think it's a ridiculous thing to put a pay on a 5-mile situation and try to make money off of the damn thing.
Okay, where is this? Where?
The Gilcrease Loop.
Okay, they're talking about that right now. In fact, yeah. It was in the paper this morning, I think.
Oh, it was, and I don't agree with that at all. I think it's ridiculous to pay to go to Tulsa or if I'm in Oklahoma City. Hell, I can go all the way around Oklahoma City and never be charged a dime.
Right. And I think if you had a bike pass, it was $2 in some sense, and otherwise it was going to cost you $4 for that loop.
Exactly right, sir.
Right.
You're right as rain.
Right. And so you're upset about that.
Oh, I'm very upset. I think it's the worst thing that could happen when you charge people on that. It's not right. Not right when Oklahoma City can get one all the way around their city and not charge a dime.
Yeah.
Why charge money? It was never built to charge money.
Right. But what can we do about it? You can't do anything about it now, can you?
Well, I guess I can't, but I'm going to try.
There you go. 92 years old.
Yes, sir.
And get out there. Save us some money
on
that.
Well, you know, we got a good county commissioner.
Who is your county commissioner?
Betty?
Karen Keith.
Who?
Karen Keith.
Oh, Karen Keith's your county commissioner.
Yes, she's a sweetheart.
Yeah, and she'll fight.
Oh, she's a wonderful lady.
Do you remember what kind of money you were making back in the 50s when you were selling insurance and all?
Oh, nothing, $200 a month.
Yeah. The commissions on the insurance is very small.
Oh, yes, very, very small, 25%.
All right. The Keystone Dam.
Yes.
Were you around for the building of that?
Oh, yes.
Tell us about that. Was that a popular thing? Were you for that?
Oh, most certainly. I helped do it.
Okay, tell me how you helped build the Keystone.
Well, Bob Kerr.
Who? Former Senator Robert Kerr.
Bob Kerr was as strong as lye soap. And we had Mike Monroney, you know, and the little Dixie.
Yeah.
We had power. I remember the day that I was president of the OSU alumni. It was that. And I brought Bob Kerr in here. And I said, Bob, we need a better straight shot to Stillwater from Tulsa. And we need OSU in Tulsa. We need the both, and we need a road. Well, Monty, where do you want that road? Bob Kerr was strong, and I went up and drew a line from Tulsa to Stillwater, and right there's where the road went. And Bob, like I said, he was as strong in Washington as we've ever had anybody.
Yeah.
Monroney, Bob Kerr.
The two of them were great, absolutely. The Keystone Dam, did Senator Kerr help you with that?
Oh, yes. When the Cimarron and the Arkansas, because I used to fly my plane over, and you could see where the red from the Cimarron coming into the Arkansas out of Colorado met and became into the Arkansas River.
Hmm. So you just said flying, you were a pilot too.
Oh, yes.
Now, when did you become a pilot?
Oh, way back. I owned probably half a dozen different airplanes, as did my wife, Betty. Betty's also a pilot. We flew a lot of Moonies. A Mooney was a good airplane.
Moody was a brand?
Do what?
Moody was the type of plane?
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Right. So you said you had 5 or 6 different planes?
Oh, yes. Yes.
And you use those because you flew to many of your properties.
Oh, well, not the basic properties, but I don't know. I think aviation was on the break of not getting there. And I knew I was out of Riverside, and I helped do one over here. We call it Bill Pogue. Bill was my classmate in high school. And he became, of course, the astronaut that everyone knows, Bill Polk.
Right, and I've interviewed him for Voices of Oklahoma.
Well, then you know what he was.
Yeah, he was a great man.
Oh, and he and I were classmates.
Oh, okay.
And we used to, he had a 29 Dodge and I had a 30 Oakland, and we were always going to race. But I had to cut my 32s because during the war you couldn't buy 32 wheels. And I cut it down to a 16, and I knew a 16 with his 16, he'd outrun me. And I kept putting it off, never did have a race with Bill Polk. But we became good friends. In fact, I have a mannequin that's sitting in a little one of my office that of him.
There were two sports guys out of Sand Springs.
Yes.
And who were they?
Jerry Ader was the baseball player. And also more than that, but he worked for several of the big boys, New York Yankees.
Yes.
And
the Red Sox, wasn't it?
What?
And the Red Sox?
Yes, the Red Sox, yeah. He was different. He married when he lost his sweetheart. He quit.
Did he play baseball in Sand Springs?
Oh, yes.
Do you remember seeing, did he play for the high school?
Yeah, oh, yes. He also had basketball. He was an all-state basketball player.
Okay.
As well.
All right. Then there was another player.
Marcus Haynes.
Marcus Haynes.
Yes.
Greatest dribbler ever.
Oh, ever. Yeah.
And I've interviewed him. And he played, of course, for the Harlem Globetrotters.
Yes. Yeah. We had the Harlem Globetrotters in Sand Springs.
Oh, did you?
He brought them in here.
Okay.
Yeah. He was quite a guy. I wish I could have known him even better. Yeah.
I think he walked to school. He walked to Sand Springs High School.
The Harlem Globetrotters.
And he wanted to play. But anyway, you'll have to listen to that story. He tells the story, voicesofoklahoma.com. Well, those are great names, great memories. Sand Springs has really grown. How big is Sand Springs now?
20,000, possibly.
Yeah.
It's growing.